Let's get it going on the Locked On Thunder podcast on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your teams every day. On today's show, we're going to dive into the Thunder staying committed to Darius Bazley, what that means for the future of the organization. Also, talk about the NBA draft coming up, of course, how the prospects are doing throughout the first few weeks of the college season, and so much more on today's Locked On Thunder on the Locked On Podcast Network. Your teams every day.
You are Locked On Thunder, your daily Oklahoma City Thunder podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Let's get it going on the Locked On Thunder podcast, on the Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every day. I'm your host, Ryland Styles. You can follow me on Twitter at Ryland underscore Styles. Follow the show on Twitter at LO Thunderpod and even email the show, LOThunderpod@gmail.com. I'm Ryland Styles, editor-in-chief over at ThunderousIntentions.com, covering the team for years now. And hopefully you'll join us every single day. We're here for you every day talking Thunder basketball on the Locked On Podcast Network. On today's show, brought to you by Truebill, we're going to dive into the Thunder remaining committed to Darius Bazley, an update on the NBA draft lottery and the prospects that are within this draft class, an update from the Oklahoma City Blue, and the Thunder Power Rankings. But today's show is brought to you by Truebill. Truebill is a new app that saves you money by helping you identify and stop paying for subscriptions that you do not want or need, and even negotiate better deals. So make sure you go check out Truebill. I want to talk about Darius Bazley because there's been a ton of conversation about Bazley on this podcast, on the Twitter sphere, everywhere around the Thunder. And the majority of the talk that you hear about Darius Bazley, if you go look up his name on Twitter, is going to be incredibly negative, just incredibly negative. And by that same token, whenever there's any type of player who's available in the open market, people immediately say, okay, trade Bazley and two picks for him, for that player. Well, if Bazley's not any good, then that trade's not going to work at all. But the Thunder have remained committed to Darius Bazley. And I wonder if that's the right move. And so Mark has mentioned that this is that he's not really even entertaining the idea of benching Darius Bazley. He cites his defensive growth, which his defensive growth has been incredible. More on that in a second. And it's really been a tale of kind of two halves of this season so far. I know that we're at the quarter mark, but put those two, that quarter and a half. I'm not good at math, but you know, the first 11 games, he was really an all-around player. 11 points per game, 7 rebounds per game, 43% shooting. If you can get that Darius Bazley plus his elite defensive strides, that's enough for Darius Bazley to show that he can be an NBA player. The problem is, over the course of these next 11 games, 5 points, 6 rebounds, 24% from the floor. He has the fourth most minutes per game on the team behind, of course, his fellow starters, SGA, Giddey, Dort. Those three guys plus Bazley have been the stars that have started at, you know, every game that they were eligible to start. You know, of course, SGA and Giddey have been inactive at times due to injuries and due to the flu. But every game that they are active, they have started those four guys together. And again, he started again this week. Now, this season, he has a career low in rim percentage, a career low in three-point percentage, a career low in the mid-range, a career low in the corner three, a career low in the non-corner three. He is down in drawing fouls at the rim. However, whenever he does get fouls, he usually converts and goes to the line for an and-one and a career high clip, which is, of course, a welcomed sign. And-one percentage, block percentage, steal percentage, he's just elite at, and a career high in all those percentages. He's elite at defending without fouling. He's the best in the league at blocking for his position. He's made some significant strides defensively, all while regressing a ton offensively. And the team continues to throw him out there in a starting spot, and it continues to get negative feedback from fans alike. And you wonder, is that good for the team? Is it good for Darius Bazley? Well, of that question, if you're asking yourself, why is Darius Bazley still starting for the Thunder, even as in these last 11 games, he is the worst in the NBA in terms of field goal percentage among other starters in the NBA, you have to kind of take that and branch off from that question. The first question is, what other options do the Thunder have? So in any scenario like this, when you're talking about a starting lineup, you have to think of the replacement. So for the Thunder, in this case, they have a few options. You can start Kenny Hustle up there in Baisley's spot, who's been incredible off the bench and has been an incredible spark plug for you and has won you games, most notably the game against Detroit earlier this week on Monday. You could start him. You could do what Dave Bliss did and start both Favors and JRE. Now, of course, he also started Baisley in that game. He just had a shuffle lineup around because of injuries. But still, start Favors and JRE, Josh Giddey, Lou Dort, and SGA. You can do a few things in that capacity. Also, you can shuffle around Scala in there with JRE at the power forward position. But why? Why would you do that is the question. Because while Kenneth Williams is a better basketball player this year in terms of winning basketball games, that's not what this season is really about. And that's not the goal of the season. The goal of the season is not to see as much Kenneth Williams as you can. The goal of the season is to develop players. And for Kenny Hustle, he really has no more development to be done. Mike Muscala really has no more development to be done. JRE is already starting. Derek Favors has no more kind of development to be done to his career. And so it really comes down to Pokuševski and Baisley. Those are the two guys who are at that position that could kind of find themselves in that starting lineup that still have room to grow and still are worth investing in. Now, to dive into that conversation, of these two guys, you knew and you still know that Pokuševski is a long play. So when you made that commitment to draft Pokuševski last year in the 2020 NBA draft, you were making a commitment to not even worrying about how that investment panned out for another 4, 5, 6 years. That's how long you've tied yourself to Pokuševski, or else you wasted that draft pick. So in terms of making a decision on their future, Pokuševski is way down the line. So the need to get him just bulk minutes is not necessarily there, which is what you're seeing the Thunder do right now, is slow playing Pokuševski and getting him spots that they think he can succeed in, rather than just getting him bulk minutes for the sake of getting him bulk minutes. They're putting him in what they think is advantageous spots. That way, whenever he does get time, even if it's only 10 minutes, even if it's only 12 minutes a game, it's going to be in spots where they think he has a matchup advantage. They think he has a system around him, players around him, where he can thrive. And so with Baisley, that time of cutting bait, so to say, the decision to either keep Baisley long-term or let him loose, that's coming up pretty rapidly, but it's not for Pokuševski. And so in that case, wouldn't it be better to say, okay, this season is about Darius Baisley, and he's made significant strides defensively. He has elite defensive numbers, and we just need to figure out in these last however many games that there are left in this season, 70-whatever games, 60-whatever games left, can he become a competent offensive player? That's all he needs to do. And so you then throw Baisley into the deep end of the pool, and he's either going to sink or he's going to swim. And you'd rather know right now if he's going to sink or swim. Because the fact that he's so athletic, the fact that he's so talented as a basketball player and has made such significant strides defensively, it still leaves you thinking that within the course of this next 60-game stretch, that he can turn his career around offensively and then really become a key piece. Now, Baisley is not going to be a superstar. He's not going to be an all-star. And he might not even be a for-sure starter long-term in this league, but he does have the ability to be a role player for sure and one that plays in a playoff rotation. And you want to have as many data points as you can possibly have before you have to make that decision. Now, the Thunder have already picked up his contract for next season, but you want to be able to have as much information as possible before you make that decision. You've already made the decision to keep Pokuševski for 5, 6, 7 years. When you drafted him, you knew this is going to be a project that takes a ton of time, a ton of nurturing, and it's going to be worth the investment long term. But Baisley doesn't have that same luxury of having all that time just automatically given to him. And so it's sink or swim time for Darius Baisley. And like it or not, this organization is going to give him this entire season to either find his way above water or to sink, and they'll figure it out later. I still believe in Baisley because of all the things that we mentioned, you know that this is a pro Baisley podcast on here if you've been listening for quite some time. And I think that this is really good for the team. There are some moments where Baisley and SGA have some great chemistry offensively and defensively, and they really help each other on both ends of the floor, Baisley helping out SGA defensively and SGA helping out Baisley offensively. And so I think that for the team's sake, it's great for the front office, who is looking to evaluate Baisley and make a decision on him long-term. It's good for the team on the floor to get some defense for that first unit. And it's better to elongate their depth, because if you do move Kenny Hustle up to the starting group, even though that he in a vacuum is probably the better player right now in terms of winning, you lose a lot in your depth and second unit. And so then you're trading places. And so where would you rather have that deficiency? Would you rather have the deficiency with a first unit that has Josh Giddey, that has Lu Dort, that has Shea? Lu Dort and Shea have gone off for 30 points apiece, you know, at times with this offense. Or would you rather have Baisley be a casualty on a second unit that does not have enough scoring power and enough offensive power to where the minute that you lose your starters, including Kenny Hustle at this point in this scenario, you lose all sense of offense, you lose all sense of a flow, and you are just stuck in the second unit? You have to think long-term, both with this organization and even within trying to play somewhat winning basketball, trying to play somewhat cohesive basketball. It makes more sense for the team as a whole, both long-term and short-term, to keep Baisley in the starting lineup. That's what they're going to do. And so they continue to invest and commit to Darius Baisley, and it's for good reason. It is for good reason. And again, you talk about trades. You want to talk about trades, which we're going to talk about here coming up with the Pacers in the next episode. You want to talk about trades. The Thunder don't have that sweetener right now. They have picks, and we can quabble with how good or bad those picks are, you know, because the only thing that the Thunder can really guarantee is that their pick will be good. The Clippers picks, the Suns picks, the Rockets picks, how valuable will those picks be down the line? That's where the eye of the beholder, of course. But what the Thunder are truly lacking is a sweetener, because Tao Malvon, Darius Baisley, they've both regressed in a huge way, to where if you want to send Darius Baisley to Shanghai, as the joke was made on my mentions on Monday, then why do you think that you could send him to Indiana for Sabonis back, or for Miles Turner back, or for any other talented players back? And so it'd be advantageous for the Thunder in a multitude of ways to have Baisley have his offense catch up to his defense, because he's playing some really, really good defense on some really tough matchups. He's getting the number two option each and every time down the floor as Lu Dort takes away the number one option. It's not as though he's stockpiling these defensive stats and attributes against lesser competition. And so everyone should be rooting for Darius Baisley to turn this around and be supporting him to turn this around, because it helps the Thunder both roster construction-wise if he stays in Oklahoma City, and also to make a move long-term. Because if he can become an average player with his athleticism, with his youth, with his defense, if he becomes an average player this year heading into this offseason, plus your picks, you can find a way to package enough picks with Darius Baisley to make a team think, you know what, we're going to take a shot on this guy. He's very versatile. He can defend 1-5. He's a guy that can play the small ball 5 all the way up to the 3 offensively. And he has that elite defensive upside to him. And then plus the picks, now that's a sweetener, because he's really your last chance at having something tangible to throw into a draft package. You're not going to find very many ways to overwhelm a team with simple draft capital. You have to have something tangible they can hold on to and show their fans within the next cycle of a season. And that's where you saw at the draft trades not being made to move up, because there was nothing truly tangible the Thunder can give. Right now, the Thunder's only tangible pieces that teams would want is Lu Dort, Josh Giddey, and SGA, and the Thunder trading those players away would then hopefully, you at best, I should say, if you traded one of those three guys away, at best, you're going to go back to where you are right now. It's a net neutral. It's not a net positive, and hopefully, and more likely, it'd be a net negative if you traded one of those three guys away. So besides that, they don't have anybody that they can throw into a deal to accompany those picks to make it worthwhile for the other team. And so basically becoming that player offensively that he can be with his great athletic tools would do wonders for the Thunder in a ton of different ways. But now we're going to talk about our good friends over at Truebill. Truebill is incredible. Truebill is where you should be, because free trials renew without your consent, because free trials are simply a scam. It's a business scam to get you out of your money. So do not let greedy corporations pocket the money. Download Truebill and take control of your subscriptions. Truebill is the new app that helps you identify and stop paying for subscriptions you do not need, want, or simply forgot about. On average, people save $720 a year with Truebill. Because companies make subscriptions hard to cancel. Truebill makes it incredibly simple. Just link your account with Truebill and they'll cancel your unneeded subscriptions in one tap. And your Truebill concierge is there when you need help canceling unwanted subscriptions. Truebill has over 2 million users and helps them save over $100 million. Do not fall for subscription scams anymore. Start canceling today at Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. That's LockedOnNBA, Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. To save you thousands of dollars a year, Truebill.com/LockedOnNBA. I'm going to say right now, but our good friends over at Theragun. Do not let the stress of daily life weigh on your body. No matter if you're a professional athlete or you're someone like me who just wants a tension-free day, Theragun can help. Theragun is a handheld percussive therapy device that releases your deepest muscle tension using a scientifically calibrated combo of depth, speed, and power. It's as quiet as an electric toothbrush. The Theragun Gen 4 does not just feel good. It gets to the source of the pain by releasing tensions using Theragun's signature percussive therapy, which goes 60% deeper than vibration alone. Whether you want to treat your muscle tension from working out or an injury or just the stress of everyday life, there's no substitute for the Theragun Gen 4. The OLED screen design makes it feel like you're holding something from the future. Just go to their site and check it out. The Theragun app allows you to learn from your behaviors and suggest to you guided routines for you to use. Theragun is trusted by 250 professional sports teams like Real Madrid and elite athletes like Paul George, DeAndre Hopkins, Mira Shapova, and hundreds of thousands of customers and me. Try Theragun 30 days starting at only $199. Go to Theragun.com/LockedOn right now to get Theragun Gen 4 today. Theragun.com/LockedOn. Theragun.com/LockedOn. Want to tell you right now, thank you for making Locked On Thunder your first listen every single morning, every single day. We are here for you talking Thunder basketball, so subscribe for free on all platforms, including the new platform of YouTube. But I do want to tell you right now about the NBA Power Rankings, which we're going to wind up here. So ESPN has the Thunder at 29, only ahead of the Pistons. The Athletic has the Thunder at 30th, worst in the league. NBC at 28, ahead of the Pistons and Magic. NBA 29, ahead of the Pistons. Bleacher Report, 28th ahead of the Pistons and Magic, and then I'll have them at 29 ahead of the Pistons. This is a team that is better than the record shows, but has to show it at some point, right? Like they come after an 8-game losing streak. Teams have passed them by record-wise, standing-wise, and I think that they're, when they're playing together, peak of their powers, they're better than whatever the top percent of the Magic is, whatever the top percent of even the Pelicans are right now without Zion and with their injuries that they've had. Now, if the Pelicans are 100% healthy, the Pelicans are a much better team. But that's just an example of a team that they are better than. I think that the Thunder are better than the Spurs. If you put the very best the Thunder can be against the very best that the Spurs can be, the Thunder would be better than them. But they've got to show it at some point. Power rankings don't lie here. Nothing really to quibble with from the NBA power rankings. Now, here's a lottery update. You have Detroit, Orlando, New Orleans, and Oklahoma City. Obviously, only a game really separates the Thunder and New Orleans, so that can switch very quickly. As it stands right now, the Thunder have a 48.1% chance at the top four pick, a 12.5% chance to land number one overall. And if they can make up that one game to the Pistons, I should say if they can make up that one game to the Pelicans, then they would have a 14% chance at the top overall pick, which is the best that you can do. You can only get to 14% chance. The top one, two, and three reverse standing leaders have a 14% chance at top overall pick. Obviously, that's the entire goal of this season. And that's what the Thunder are hoping for. Houston, Indiana, San Antonio, Sacramento, Portland, Toronto, New York, Minnesota, Atlanta, and Philadelphia, as of now, round up the NBA lottery, which, of course, still has a long way to go. But I do want to talk about some of my favorite draft prospects and how they're doing this year. One of my favorite top draft prospects this year, and probably my personal favorite draft prospect, of course, he's not going to be number one on my big board or number one on really anyone's big board. But one of my personal favorites is Kennedy Chandler, the Tennessee point guard. 7 games this year, 16 points per game, 4 assists, 3 rebounds, 2 steals, 42% from 3, 52% from the floor. A 6-foot freshman point guard that can score at all 3 levels. I really like Kennedy Chandler. Of course, the fit with the Thunder would be kind of awkward because you already have SGA, you already have Trey Mann, you already have Josh Giddey. I think that with Kennedy Chandler, he's going to kind of fit in that Trey Mann type of role. I think that with the Thunder, they kind of bypass Kennedy Chandler. But in general, in the NBA draft. He's one of my favorite prospects this year. Of course, the two big names, Chet and Paolo Banchero. Chet, 9 games, 13 points per game, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, 3 blocks, 30% from three, 66% from the floor. He's a 6-foot center that can really do it all. Paolo, though, is who I would have number one right now. 8 games, 17 points per game, 7 rebounds per game, 2 assists per game, 50% from the floor, 33% from three, and 83% at the line. He's a 6'10 small forward from Duke. So these are the kind of schools and names you should be watching out for as we continue this college basketball season, which, of course, is so important to the Oklahoma City Thunder that you'll be paying attention to. And then the two Ignite products, Jaden Hardy and Dyson Daniels. Again, I'm not sure that either one of these guys fit with the Thunder in terms of their roster construction, who the Thunder will target in the draft. But Daniels is averaging 10 points per game, 45% from the floor, 29% from three, 5 rebounds, 4 assists per game, a steal and a block per game. Jaden Hardy is inefficient, but he averages 17 points per game, 3 assists, 5 rebounds, and a steal. I think that Hardy has the tools, but Hardy would be more of an investment for whoever drafts him. He's not going to be kind of ready to take the league by storm, per se, his year one. He'll be able to do some things, show flashes, and score buckets. But again, that inefficiency is something he's going to have to learn to get out of as he continues to develop as a basketball player. Now, Patrick Baldwin Jr., one of my favorite players as well in this draft, 17 points per game, 8 rebounds, 2 assists, five games at Milwaukee, 41% from the floor, 40% from deep. I would love the Thunder to find a way to get Patrick Baldwin Jr. in this draft. He is 88% at the free throw line as well, and is 5 games, 6'9 forward from Milwaukee University. If they can get Patrick Baldwin Jr., that would be a really good pick. I wonder where he'll end up falling, of course, throughout all of this. And, of course, Jabari Smith is another player who's made some strides, eight games, 17 points, 7 rebounds, 2 assists, and 46% from the floor. There's a ton of different ways to go about this NBA draft. I think that this is a very deep NBA draft. As far as finding starting caliber players, I'm not sure how many superstars past Chet and Paolo you're going to get in this draft, but you are going to get very, very talented players that help you win big long term. And so for a team that will have 3 first-round picks, that's very encouraging to know that this draft class is littered with a lot of talent that you can pick from. I do want to tell you that right now, but our good friends over at Boost Mobile. Listen, folks, you listen to podcasts for the power of knowledge. You switch to Boost Mobile for the power of saving money, because with Boost, you can get power of a free 5G phone so you can listen to all the latest episodes of the Locked On Thunder podcast. The power of 3 unlimited data lines for $30 a month per line, so your family can harness all of that brain power too. And the power of one of America's largest 5G networks, so you can do it all and get at the speed of 5G. With all the money you'll save and all the knowledge you'll gain, just how powerful will you become? Switch to Boost Mobile and find out. Get a free Samsung Galaxy A32 5G when you switch to one of America's fastest 5G networks. More power to save. Boost Mobile, free phone line limited to a new customer and one per line. Additional restrictions apply. Offers coverage not available everywhere or for all phones/networks. See BoostMobile.com for details. That's BoostMobile.com for details. We are back on Locked On Thunder on the Locked On Podcast Network, your teams every day. I want to thank you right now for making Locked On Thunder your first listen every single morning, every single day. We're here for you talking Thunder basketball. And for your second listen, go check out Locked On Bets. They're going to help you bet on sports and win you some money. I want to talk right now about the Oklahoma City Blue. Vit has a hamstring injury, but it seems like it's nothing too severe. Aaron Wiggins did a great job this weekend defending Jaden Hardy. We talked about before as one of the top draft prospects in this upcoming draft. As the Blue took on the Ignite, Wiggins did a great job locking down Hardy and just having him in a absolute lockdown mode there defensively. Olivier Starr and DJ Wilson, two of the guys who were training camp invites for the Thunder this season, are both playing very well. Wilson is a double machine down there for the Oklahoma City Blue. So here's what's to come. Later on today, you're going to get a preview of the Raptors game, plus talking briefly about the Indiana Pacers in that scenario with them looking to rebuild and trade away some of their key pieces. Thursday, a Raptors recap. Friday, stock watch and Lakers preview. Saturday, a Lakers recap. And Sunday, a Mavericks recap, all coming up this week on Locked On Thunder. So subscribe for free across all platforms to make sure that you never miss an episode. We're here for you every single day talking Thunder basketball. Follow me on Twitter at Ryland_Styles. And until next time, be good and be good to one another.